Last year's U.S. trade deficit was the smallest since 2009. America's trade imbalance with the rest of the world fell to less than $472 billion in 2013, down from nearly $535 billion in 2012, according to statistics supplied by the U.S. Commerce Department. While the U.S. continues to be a net importer of energy products, the trade gap in this category declined in the face of surging domestic production and growing exports. Exports of petroleum products grew 10.9% last year to a record $137 billion, while imports fell 11% to a three-year low. In fact, demand for a number of American-made items expanded in the balance of the world, including for food, capital equipment, automobiles, and consumer goods. Sales from the U.S. to other nations established new records in 2013 in each of those categories. Trade analysts expect further progress this year as accelerating global economic growth positions more consumers abroad to purchase items made in and distributed from the United States. Exports of energy will also be bolstered going forward, according to Bloomberg, due to the construction of liquefied natural gas terminals. As of the end of last year, the Obama administration had approved export permits for 5 such terminals, the first of which could go online by the end of 2015. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.